This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All of these little opportunities that you don't cash in that the other team does, that's why you lose.
And again, you squandered another start, the third in a row now, that was quality from one Justin Verlander. I mean, just one run, one
point.
No earned runs. He's had, what, one earned run in his last three starts, going to Braves and back-to-back. I know it's the Pirates, but still. I'm not sleeping on the Pirates because you haven't beat them this year.
I know.
And I felt bad for the guy, but again, he doesn't need me to feel bad for him, but it's just one of those things that, you know, I keep waiting for them to, you know, go on a little bit run, you know, take advantage against these bad teams. But you know what? Good teams do that, Joe. And maybe this is just a mediocre team. And mediocre teams lose to inferior talent on the field. I'll say this. There's a lot been made about, you know, when the option was picked up on Bob Melvin, you know, Buster Posey saying, I constructed this team. This is all on me. And, you know, I've been, you know, very, not hard on Bob, but I've been in the past skeptical of him just being able to win the big one. But I've never been skeptical about him being able to take a team to the playoffs. That is what he does. He did that in Oakland. The proof was in the pudding there. When you gave him young talent, he helped develop that young talent, whether it was the Sean Murphys, whether it was the Marcus Simeons, right? Whether it was the Matt Olsons, Matt Chapman, right? There's been a lot of young talent to come through Bob Melvin. That being said,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When I keep seeing the errors from an Elliot Ramos, when I keep seeing the base running blunders at times, when I keep seeing the mismanagement of a bullpen, even prior to selling Tyler Rogers and Camilo Duvall, I still saw mismanagement left and right. Now, is that Bob? Is that a collection of talent? Is that what? Ultimately, it comes down on the manager. And with every loss to teams like the Pirates, you're going to face the Nationals, obviously the White Sox in the past. Marlins are actually good, so I don't even mention the Marlins. But the noise starts to get a little louder, Joey, when I start talking about, man, maybe they do move off of Bob Melvin.
Well, I'm
not saying it's happening, but these kind of losses are not a good look. They're just not.
Understandable. Look, I'm not the most enthusiastic about Bob Melvin. I'm not here to like defend him. That's not what I want to do. Because I'm whatever. I'm so whatever on him. It just... Is it his fault Chapman is striking out on three pitches in the first inning with the bases loaded and no outs? Chapman's been in the bigs for how many years? 7, 8, 9 years?
Wow.
You can't put the ball in play, you know, against a guy that hasn't made a start since 2023? You know, Jung-Hoo Lee, put the ball in play. You know, is it Bob Melvin's fault that you had Matt Williams hold up Rafi Devers as O'Neill Cruz is bumbling a ball in center field because you had 50 guys thrown out at the plate? And I probably wouldn't have sent Rafi either. Because you know what would have happened if Rafi gets thrown out in that situation? Why are you sending a gimpy, injured Rafi Devers in that situation in the first inning with the middle of the order coming up? Now, who is he supposed to go to later on in this game? Because I put out a video last night and everyone's losing their minds about Bob Melvin. And Carson Seymour, I'm asking sincerely. I'm not the biggest. I mean, Carson Seymour's been up a month, all right? So nobody really knows what he is. Who should he have gone to? They used the guy from the Mets multiple times over the weekend, okay? So he's not available. Who are you going to? Bivens? They've used Bivens every day for months on end.
Were you talking about Lucchese over the weekend?
They used Lucchese multiple times over the weekend.
I would have actually liked to see more Lucchese going forward here because he is a guy that has started in the past, so I know he can go out there and perform. So yes, I would like to see more Joey Lucchese, but as you mentioned, he was on Sunday. It's just that I've never felt confidence during his entire tenure as a manager.
I understand.
He doesn't have a pulse when it comes to whether it's when to come out. How many times have we talked to this Joe? And you've brought it up. Just knowing when to either send the catcher, send the infield, whoever, the pitching coach, himself. Just go and talk to these guys.
Last Monday, the youngster, Carson Wisenhunt, was clearly lost.
Yes.
Matt Chapman ran over and called timeout and talked to him. Yes. I don't even know if I brought it up the next day, but it was one of those things I was like, Matt Chapman, not your catcher, not your manager, not your pitching coach. Matt Chapman had to sense the moment. You've seen Willy Adames do this a couple times with some of, whether it's Camilo or Randy Rodriguez. I've seen Adames do it specifically with those two multiple times.
Right.
That's the manager's job.
And, you know, I wasn't here last week, but, you know, I brought up Elliot Ramos again, another blunder in the field, but I didn't even get a chance to talk about the worst base running mistake I've ever seen in my life last week. What did Kruko call it? Unforgivable?
He had three of them.
Oh my God, the infield fly rule. But this is another thing. Ramos, it's great. He had what, three hits yesterday?
Oh, he had a great game.
He had a great, but
it's masked by them not being able to execute.
Correct. And I actually am happy that Jung-Hoo Lee has been like succeeding at the plate a little bit more. I know you mentioned earlier the opportunity to really blow it open in the first, but when he was called upon later in that game, he got two RBIs. He got that triple. No, he laid it out.
Jung-Hoo Lee is the least of their problems currently. He's been awesome the last four or five games. But again, situational baseball haunts this team.
Yes. And again, that goes back somewhat to me, the players, but also the manager himself. And I'm asking the Giants fans, 888-957-9570. That's the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Should Bob Melvin be managing for his job these last 2 months? Should he be? Because I think he should be. 888-957-9570.
I think you really think that these last 2 months?
Yes.
Wow. So they win some series. I'm serious on this.
Yes.
They win some series and they finish on a high note. You feel way better about Bob Melvin going into next year.
They are at a 56 and 57 by definition. They are a below 500. They are a negative team right now. They are not a good team. You cannot be losing games to the Pittsburgh Pirates when they don't even play their best player. You can't lose to the Jake Sawinskis of the world. It's a great last name. Andrew McCutchen, Joe? He's 50 years old.
I know.
I mean, O'Neill Cruz, great. He's a phenom. Guy's batting 150. I could go out there and bat 175. Like, that's their best player.
Well,
and they're looking competent at the plate and clutch. Joey Bart, of all people. Joey Bart, you're there. The revenge series from Joey Bart.
Well, this is a big hit, and they had multiple times with two strikes, and they couldn't execute. I thought Joey Bart had a great at-bat. They kept throwing slider. Right now, he's a two-pitch guy.
Rafi Devers is making more than that entire roster. That entire roster combined. You go out there, and you can't beat the Pirates. It's embarrassing,
well, you gotta quite execute. Frankly. So, like, yesterday, they had second and third with the one out in the ninth inning, okay? And you have the ninth place hitter who hit a home run against you last week, who's batting 270 this year. The ninth place hitter, Kiner Falefa, I believe.
Isaiah Kiner Falefa.
He's played shortstop, but now he's at third base because they traded away Cabrian Hayes. So you have the leadoff hitter on deck. I was thinking just to bring your infield in or have him maybe be a double play depth up the middle and corners in, I was thinking I might walk the ninth hitter to get to the leadoff just to set up the force play at home because I know how difficult it is to throw, have the catcher catch, and tag a guy out. And I thought the little chop play where they hit it to Rafi Devers, first off, if it is Dom Smith playing first base and Rafi's the DH, that's a really tough play for a lefty to throw across his body to the other side of the plate because, you know, on a righty-righty, you're throwing on that side. I don't know. It's a tough play, period, number one. It's so much harder when it's a tag play. And that's where I probably would have made that a force play in that situation. It's easier for my infield to get an out because you have one out. I don't know. It crossed my mind. I was surprised they didn't do it.
And shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
That's a managerial contemplation, I guess, if you will.
Well, and I'll say this with Rafi Devers. I actually thought he had some good plays yesterday. I thought he had a nice dig out from Chapman. Cool. I actually thought
Chapman had some scud missiles yesterday.
He did. It was not his best performance. He had an error too, didn't he? Did he not? Like, I'll
he
say
threw
this.
One up the line, and one Rafi dug out, the other one he couldn't.
Again, it's even more heightened when you have these errors against, and it's never acceptable, but especially when you're just coming off a nice series win against a contending team in the National League like the New York Mets in New York, and you're coming to Pittsburgh, and you think you could just flex on them? Who are you to think that you could just walk into Pittsburgh after you just got swept by them last week? And just have those kind of errors and mistakes. You can't.
No.
I don't care if it's the Colorado Rockies, Pittsburgh Pirates, New York Yankees, by the way, yikes. Like, you cannot go into a series like this when you're about to come back home against the Nationals. Again, another team that's been struggling, that were actual sellers at the deadline. Like, I'm searching for this team right now, and sooner or later, it starts at the top, and it starts with leadership, and it starts with the manager. We do this in every other sport, whether it's Steve Kerr, he takes his licks, whether it's Kyle Shanahan, he takes his licks. I don't think we've been hard enough on Bob Melvin, quite frankly, this year. I just don't think we have been.
No, I think there's a lot of people that feel your way. And I just wonder what the audience is thinking. Are they, you know, are they going to use these last 2 months on evaluating Bob, or are they already done with Bob?
888-957-9570. I think the heat should start to be cranking on one Bob Melvin in the hot seat for him. By the way, I mentioned Laughing Monk. We got some exciting news to announce in regards to Laughing Monk out in Sunnyvale. Joe, we're going to be broadcasting there on Thursday, live from the Laughing Monk, not studios, Laughing Monk itself, because we got joint practices starting between the Broncos and Niners. And guess what? We're going to be going to that after our show on Thursday.
I'm pretty excited.
Can't freaking wait for that. Even the Giants can't bring me down from that high.
I'm going to walk over to Sean Payton and tell him how much I admire him.
Yeah, and Bo Nix, say, Bo, what's up? I always believed in you. Even after your pathetic
Pac-12 final championship game performance at Allegiant Stadium that I was attending.
I want to say before.
Where you didn't make one NFL throw.
Before preseason started, I think Shasky crushed him as much as I did. But we're not going to play in that
then
sound.
I watched the third preseason game.
The third preseason
game. And then I said, you know what? It's going to work. Did I not?
You did. I'll give you credit
there. I said, look.
I don't want to give you credit, but you
on
did.
On a field of Adonises.
Yep, on a field of Bo Nixes.
I'm never going to live that one down.
It's okay. We'll have one.
You made
on
up
Thursday.
For it with Bo Nix. It's all good.
Well, technically, I was the first at the trough on Josh Allen, too. I have a tweet from 2016 where I'm watching Wyoming football late at night, and I said there are two NFL players on the field right now. Brian
at Bonta Hill. Oh, my goodness, Bonta. It's Josh Allen.
Debbie!
I said it was Brian Hill, the running back, who ended up playing for the Falcons, and I said Josh Allen. And it, quote-unquote, I put, will be an NFL superstar. So I was right there. I've got a better batting average than Willie Mays.
Yeah, maybe even better than, I don't want to be that mean right now, but O'Neal Cruz, my God, Your boy. You still want O'Neal Cruz, by the way?
Yeah, I do. I think he needs to get the hell out of there. And he also needs to work on his fundamentals.
Is that going to work over in San Francisco?
Well, I mean, he fits right in with a bunch of guys that don't play the game the right way.
That's frustrating part of this team, the fundamentals too, Joe.
And that's where I get like, again, we could go all these
Bo
little,
Mel. I'm going here too.
I know Bo Mel, but like, Chapman, put the ball in play. Put the ball in play. Like, it bases loaded. When he struck out in the first inning, and then Dom Smith came through with a huge hit. Dom Smith's been excellent. That's the thing. Dom Smith deserves a spot on this team next year. But like, when I saw Chapman strike out, I go, oh, well, they're not going to score 3 or 4 runs, which is what you needed to in that first inning when they load the bases with no outs. You have to knock that guy out in the first inning. You can't let him complete that inning.
I'm glad you mentioned Dom Smith. He's been a gamer all season long. He's batting 268 on the season. He had a huge home run against the Mets over the weekend, obviously the team that he got drafted with. And he's going to be joining us at 8 o'clock today, Joe, courtesy of River Islands. Dom Smith, San Francisco Giant, joining us 8 o'clock. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands and Lathrop? I just see the sound on my board, and sometimes I feel like I just want to play it. I don't know when it was. Could have been yesterday. Could have been last week. It's just Matt Chapman being asked if he's hit rock bottom as a team.
I don't know how to describe that, but, you know, I think that, I mean, it can't really get much worse, I guess, than losing every game of the homestand, so... I think the only other way we could go is up.
Well, you'd think, and then you have a loss like yesterday.
That was from last week, by the way.
I figured, because you just went 0-for at home, and then you take a nice series win against the Mets, and then what do you do to follow that up? You lose to the Pirates. Again, I mentioned it, I tweeted it out. Like, it's nice that you won against the Mets, Joe. For me to have belief in this team and want to pay attention to this team these last couple months, you got to take care of business against the bad teams.
Well, no,
that's the fastest way to check out as a fan. Losses like yesterday.
Well,
how I check out as a fan.
You had to go 34-16, like give or take, to get to about 90 wins.
Sure.
Okay, you can't lose a game like yesterday the way you did yesterday and be taken serious as a playoff contender. You just can't. Like, when you lose those games like you did yesterday and you blow it the way you did, it's like you're not going to be in position to have a 3-run lead that late in the game against a bad team who has already sold off all their parts as well as you, and then you don't close the door. Like, no, you're not going to make the playoffs. The doubt is like 99% that they're not making the playoffs. I always leave out a little 1%.
I know. It's just, we were talking about this yesterday.
You're saying there's a chance.
And you still have somewhat, I'm not saying you have belief that they're going to be some like
serious
contender. They should have won the game. Again, I'm not, it's one game, but it's
a
game that
they get the Padres twice coming up. They get the Dodgers.
I feel like that's just a synopsis of like kind of the season thus far though yesterday. Just that loss encapsulated and everything where you should have had some more timely hitting. You didn't. You had some bad errors. You know, maybe you score if Rafi Devers, weighs a little less. I don't know. I'm not trying to fat shame here or anything. The guy clearly, they could tell me, by the way, as much as they want. And I think Buster Posey spoke to this, last week or over the weekend? Yeah, he's healthy. Sam, I think you asked the question. Great job, by the way.
He's not.
He's not healthy.
He's not.
Don't lie to me.
They don't want you to know. They don't want to make excuses. I get it.
It's not an excuse to say, hey, you know what? He's fighting through some adversity right now.
Yeah, but Fred Warner did this too with the ankle, where we didn't find out for a long, long time that it was legitimately whatever, fractured. Like, that's what pro athletes do.
But
they mask it.
But we did know that he was on the injury report at the very least. Can you not just, say that, yeah, he's been dealing with the groin? You can just say he's dealing with it. Don't tell me he's fine and that he's good to go. He's 100%, because he's clearly not.
Well, I think Chapman's wrist has never really recovered.
No.
I think that, Devers' groin and back are just an issue. And look, Joe, that might just be something he deals with. Who knows? Time will tell. And if you can't tell me that Pat Bailey's legs don't look shot.
Well, that's another conversation here as Joey Bart.
And his at-bats have been a lot better.
I'm not saying Joey Bart is, he's not, Jorge Posada. He's not Yadier Molina over there. But he's batting, 40 points higher in his batting average?
He's a part-time player.
He's a part-time player. But it is frustrating watching him have that game-tying knock.
Honestly, I was actually happy for him.
Were you?
I was.
I've been happy for him in the past. Like last week, I could be happy for him, right? I could be a little happy for him. Now I'm kind of over it. If I'm a Giants fan, I was like, I'm kind of sick of it now.
I mean, Willie Adames jumps up in the air, just goes right over his head. And then out of nowhere, Elliot Ramos is like, you know what? I'm cutting off Jung Hoo Lee for this ball. And then cuts him off and throws three. I don't think you had to play at the plate anyway. That was Jung Hoo Lee's ball. Jung Hoo Lee's got to take that ball because he's got the angle going to third base. I just thought it was a bad decision by Ramos.
It just looked clunky, too. It just looked,
wasn't his ball.
Again, it just looked miscommunication, right? Someone's got to step up there. And as you mentioned, the center fielder is the captain out there. And he's
but his momentum is going toward third base.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.